On this edition of Reflections, we have a gentleman who has lived most all his life here in the Comal County area, and then that is Falton C. Byerly, better known to his friends as Booby. First, I must ask you about your first name. It's spelled F-A-L-T-I-N.
Falton. That is correct, yes.
That's an interesting name. Where does it come from?
That I really don't know. My father's name was Valentin, and I guess to prevent confusion, they called me Falton.
Mm-hmm. But they also called you Booby.
That is correct.
And we were talking about this a minute ago. Most people don't use your first
only
name.
Only know me by Booby.
Uh-huh. How did that come about?
Let's say Booby, mm-hmm. Buba in German, is a little boy. And I was the last in the family, so they called me the little Booba.
Little brother, little boy?
Little boy. Booby.
How many brothers and sisters in the family?
I had one brother and two sisters.
Mm-hmm. And your parents, who were they?
They were Bertha and Valentin. Bertha, Shale, and Valentin Byerly.
Mm-hmm. Were they both born in Comal County also?
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. How far, but the family originally came from Germany. Was it their parents that came from Germany, your great-grandparents? Or?
That is correct.
What do you know about your great-grandfather and his coming to Texas?
My great-grandfather was Sebastian Byerly.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Germany in 1827, and he came over here to America in 1854.
Mm-hmm.
I think they landed at Port Lavaca down on the coast, where most of them land, and came up to Comal County, and he received his citizenship papers here in Comal County. The county clerk at that time was Gustav Drief, D-R-I-E-F, Drief.
Mm-hmm.
He received those citizenship papers in 1859. And heard that he stayed in New Braunfels for about not quite a year, and then moved up toward the hill country up at Spring Branch. He bought a piece of property west of Spring Branch, where he stayed for a number of years, and then bought some more property south of the Guadalupe River, about 1,240 acres, two sections on it. That in later years was divided among the boys. Mm-hmm. There was Carl and Valentin Byerly.
And that was your dad, Valentin?
That was my dad and my uncle.
And your uncle.
Right.
What do you remember about your dad and your mother?
Well, my daddy was born in 1869, and he told me when he was about 5 years old that he seen a bunch of Indians go by going south at that time.
Is that right?
And my mother, she was born close to New Braunfels, and when they married, they settled up on the property that was left them, and they were there the rest of their days.
Mm-hmm. So they stayed right there on the place.
Right there on the place, yes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, on the ranch. And half of the property went to Carl Byerly, and it's still in the family. That the Carl Byerly property is still in the family. And Alfred and myself, we received the other half. My brother sold out in 1852 and moved to Blanco. And I stayed on the ranch till 1867.
Mm-hmm.
That time I sold out and bought a place on 281 where I now live.
Farming and ranching, though, is in your blood, isn't it?
Well, yes. They almost fall back on the Knibbe family.
Mm-hmm. Are you related to the Knibbe?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I started working for Harry Knibbe in 38 in the store.
Mm-hmm.
There was not too much to do on the ranch, and I tell you, during the 30s, times were pretty tough.
Mm.
And Mr. and Ms. Knibbe came down and asked me, let's go back again to the Knibbe's had a store up at Old Spring Branch, Old Charlie Knibbe. And they just later on handed down to the boys. And I think Harry Knibbe bought the rest of them out.
Mm-hmm.
And in 34, they burned down. The store burned down. At that time, the 281 came through, and he built the new store down on the 281.
Because that's where the traffic was going to come.
That is where the traffic was. And I remember back, still remember the old store, the cotton chin. Arnold Knibbe, he had the cotton chin at that time. And Herman, he was postmaster. So I hauled quite a few bales of cotton up to that chin on my horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you about 281. When 281 came through there, for years there were signs on that highway that said it was a memorial highway from the American Legion or whatever it was, dedicated to the memory of the World War I veterans, I believe.
It could be. Did
you remember anything?
First called it 66.
Oh, it was called 66.
66, and then later to...
became U.S. Highway, huh?
281, yes.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about those days in the store when you went to work in the store? At least you had a little steady income that way rather than being
on
the farm.
Yes, that's right. Things have changed a whole lot during the time that I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we hauled cotton to the cotton chin.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy stopped by the store, and I liked sardines.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I bought me a box of crackers and a can of sardines.
Uh-huh.
Crackers cost a nickel, and the sardines 5 cents a can. Buy them for 6 for a quarter.
Yeah, boy, that and it was pretty good snacking in those days, huh?
That's right. Another thing I remember, Arnold Knibbe, whenever he started up in the morning, chinning, he always blew the whistle. And every coyote in the country answered.
Is that right? He'd blow that whistle and they'd all sing back to him.
Yeah, they'd all.
That was a signal of the start of the workday, I guess.
Start of the workday.
Did he blow it at noon, too? And
not that I know of. I think just in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I know many of the smaller communities had a whistle, and they'd blow it at noon or in the start of the workday or at the end of the day and so forth. What? How did the Depression affect those people in that area?
Well, I guess it was pretty hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The crops, prices were low, and people just didn't have the money those days.
Mm-hmm. The electricity hadn't come through either out into the rural area, had it?
It come through in 39.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we got our electricity.
Was that quite an event?
Oh, that was a godsend.
Is that right? What was the first appliance that your family bought?
A refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And then later on a washing machine.
That was really a modern miracle
those
days.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a thing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something about communications over the years. You want to comment on that, on how those things improved down through the years?
Yeah. When I first started working for the Geological Survey, that is to take in the checking the river, we had to call, that was before Canyon Dam was built.
Mm-hmm.
I think Canyon Dam was finished in 64, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, I had to notify the dam down at McQuinney.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we got a rise up there, I had to notify them down there. Of course, at that time, we did not have the Guadalupe Valley Telephone Company. There's still the old telephone lines leading into New Braunfels. Sometimes they'd work and sometimes they wouldn't.
Mm.
And now, making my weather reports to San Antonio, to the Weather Bureau, I could call them, and that was some years ago, and talk to them. Then later, it went on tape. And now, it is fed into a computer. All I do is suppress some ditches on my telephone, and that feeds it into the computer in San Antonio.
Isn't that something? That is something. How did you get started? Now, I know we want to talk more about the weather and how you got involved in that, and I think that's going to get into a little more involved. So what we'll do here is take a quick break, if you will, and then we'll be back, because I want to hear how you got involved in this weather business and so forth that you've been. So how long have you been involved in the weather?
30 years. 30 I got my 30-year plaque and pin last year. In fact, I'm with them for 31 years.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Our guest today is Booby Byerly, and known to his friends as Booby. His real name, and we're going to give you the inside scoop here, is Fulton C. Byerly. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue with our conversation right after we take time out for these words.